God's dark angel who shackled Satan for 1,000 years. 1. Abaddon, a figure of both destruction and personification in the Bible. Abaddon is a significant figure in biblical literature, appearing as a mysterious and foreboding presence within both the Old and New Testaments. The name Abaddon is derived from the Hebrew word avadon, which means destruction or perishing. It is most often used as a symbolic representation of annihilation, ruin, and death. Over time, this term evolved from a concept of a place of destruction into a sentient entity, specifically the angel who presides over the abyss in Christian eschatology. In the Old Testament, Abaddon is typically viewed as a location rather than an individual. This location is closely related to Sheol, the underworld or the realm of the dead. In the Old Testament, Sheol is often a dark, shadowy place where both the righteous and the wicked go after death. It is a realm of silence and forgetfulness, separate from the living world. Abaddon, as mentioned in the Hebrew scriptures, typically serves as a descriptor for an abyss of utter destruction, a place of ultimate ruin. However, in the New Testament, particularly in the book of Revelation, Abaddon becomes more than just a place of destruction. He is personified as a powerful and terrifying angel, the angel of the abyss. This evolution from a passive realm of destruction to a sentient being emphasizes the shift in the biblical understanding of the forces of darkness and destruction. Abaddon, as the angel of the bottomless pit, is granted dominion over the abyss and wields significant influence in the unfolding events of the apocalypse. In both the Old and New Testaments, Abaddon is consistently linked to the theme of destruction. In the New Testament's book of Revelation, this destruction takes on a more active and personal form. Abaddon is now portrayed as a leader of a terrifying swarm of locust-like creatures that emerge from the abyss to torment humanity. These creatures, commanded by Abaddon, represent a supernatural force of chaos and suffering, unleashed upon the world as part of the apocalyptic judgments. This transition from a place of destruction to a destructive being highlights a broader theme in biblical eschatology: the increasing personification of evil and chaos as the forces of darkness take on more distinct and individual identities. Abaddon, once a concept, becomes a dark angel of immense power and authority, standing as a formidable antagonist in the cosmic battle between good and evil. 2. Abaddon and Sheol in the Old Testament. The significance of divine omnipotence. In the Old Testament, Abaddon is primarily associated with Sheol, the shadowy realm of the dead. Several passages in the Old Testament books, including Job, Proverbs, and Psalms, mention Abaddon as a place of destruction, closely connected to Sheol. Abaddon represents the ultimate destination of the wicked, a place where destruction and ruin are absolute. One of the most prominent mentions of Abaddon occurs in the book of Job. Job is a book that explores profound questions about suffering, divine justice, and the nature of God. In Job 26:6, the text states, "Sheol is naked before God. Abaddon has no covering." This verse emphasizes the omnipotence of God. Even the most hidden and mysterious places, such as Sheol and Abaddon, are fully exposed to God's view. Nothing is hidden from the divine gaze, not even the deepest realms of death and destruction. This passage also serves to underscore the vast chasm between human understanding and divine knowledge. Sheol and Abaddon are depicted as dark, fearful places beyond human comprehension, but they are entirely known to God. This contrast highlights the limitations of human wisdom and the boundless power of God. While Sheol and Abaddon inspire fear and dread in humans, they are insignificant in the face of God's omniscience. In the Old Testament, Abaddon is often used as a metaphor for ultimate destruction and doom. It is a place where everything comes to an end, where nothing can escape the all-encompassing grasp of death. The connection between Abaddon and Sheol reinforces the idea that death and destruction are natural parts of the human experience, but they are still under God's control. Even in the face of destruction, God's power and knowledge remain supreme. In Proverbs 15:11, the Bible says, "Sheol and Abaddon lie open before the Lord. How much more the hearts of men?" This verse reiterates the theme of God's omniscience. If even the darkest and most hidden realms of existence, such as Sheol and Abaddon, are fully known to God, then the inner thoughts and intentions of human beings are even more accessible to Him. This verse serves as a reminder that nothing is hidden from God, not even the most secret thoughts and desires of the human heart. Abaddon's presence in the Old Testament is primarily symbolic, representing the destructive forces of death and annihilation. However, these forces are always portrayed as being under God's authority. Abaddon may be a place of ultimate destruction, but it is not beyond God's control. This theme of divine omnipotence and the futility of trying to escape God's power runs throughout the Old Testament's references to Abaddon. 3. Abaddon in the New Testament, the angel of the abyss and the apocalypse. Abaddon's role shifts dramatically in the New Testament, particularly in the apocalyptic vision of the book of Revelation. Here, Abaddon is no longer just a place of destruction, but is personified as a dark angel of immense power. He is described as the angel of the abyss and is given the ominous title of the Destroyer. In Revelation 9:1-11, Abaddon is introduced as the leader of a terrifying swarm of locust-like creatures that are unleashed upon the earth as part of the apocalyptic judgments. This event occurs after the fifth trumpet is sounded, signaling the release of the forces of chaos and destruction upon the world. A star falls from heaven, and this star is given the key to the bottomless pit. When the pit is opened, smoke rises from it, darkening the sun and the air. From the smoke emerges a horde of locusts, but these are no ordinary insects. The locusts are described in terrifying detail. They resemble horses prepared for battle, with crowns of gold on their heads, faces like humans, hair like women's hair, and teeth like lions. They wear breastplates that seem like iron, and their wings make a sound like the thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle. These locusts have tails like scorpions, with stingers capable of tormenting people for 5 months. However, they are commanded not to harm the grass, trees, or any green thing, nor are they allowed to kill people. Instead, their purpose is to inflict torment upon those who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. At the head of this terrifying army of locusts is Abaddon, the angel of the abyss. His name in Hebrew means destruction, and in Greek he is called Apollyon, which also means destroyer. Abaddon, as their king, commands these supernatural creatures in their mission of torment and destruction. The image of Abaddon as the angel of the abyss underscores his role as a destructive force in the apocalyptic narrative of Revelation. The appearance of Abaddon in Revelation serves as a pivotal moment in the unfolding of the end times. His release from the abyss, along with the swarm of locusts, marks a significant escalation in the apocalyptic judgments that are being poured out upon the world. These events are part of a larger series of cataclysmic disasters that occur in the lead-up to the final battle between good and evil. Abaddon's role as the angel of the abyss places him in direct opposition to the forces of good, making him a central figure in the apocalyptic conflict. His emergence from the abyss, along with his army of locusts, represents the unleashing of chaos and destruction upon the world. This event is one of the many plagues and judgments that are described in the book of Revelation, leading up to the ultimate defeat of evil in the establishment of God's kingdom. 4. The binding of Satan for 1,000 years. Abaddon's role in Revelation. One of the most intriguing aspects of Abaddon's role in the book of Revelation is the possibility that he is the angel who binds Satan for 1,000 years. This interpretation is based on the events described in Revelation 21:1-3, where an angel descends from heaven, holding the key to the abyss in a great chain. This angel seizes the dragon, who is identified as Satan, the devil, and binds him for 1,000 years. Satan is then thrown into the abyss, which is shut and sealed over him, preventing him from deceiving the nations until the 1,000 years are completed. After this period of 1,000 years, Satan is released for a short time to once again deceive the nations and lead them in a final rebellion against God. However, this rebellion is ultimately crushed, and Satan is cast into the lake of fire, where he is tormented for all eternity. While the text of Revelation 20 does not explicitly identify the angel who binds Satan as Abaddon, some interpretations suggest that Abaddon could be the angel in question. This interpretation is based on the fact that Abaddon is already associated with the abyss in Revelation 9, where he is described as the angel of the abyss. Since the angel in Revelation 20 also holds the key to the abyss and binds Satan within it, it is possible that Abaddon is the same angel who plays this role in the final defeat of Satan. If Abaddon is indeed the angel who binds Satan for 1,000 years, it would signify his pivotal role in the ultimate cosmic struggle between good and evil. His transformation from a figure of destruction to an enforcer of divine judgment would highlight the complexity of his character within the apocalyptic framework. While Abaddon is initially depicted as a harbinger of chaos and destruction, his potential involvement in the binding of Satan suggests that he is not merely a force of evil, but an instrument of God's will used to bring about the final defeat of Satan and the restoration of order in the universe. The binding of Satan for 1,000 years is a significant event in the timeline of Revelation. It represents a period of relative peace and stability on earth, where Satan's influence is removed and the nations are no longer deceived. This period, often referred to as the millennium, is characterized by the reign of Christ and his saints. The millennium is seen by many scholars and theologians as a time of renewal and restoration, where the earth experiences a foretaste of the final redemption that will come with the establishment of God's eternal kingdom. Abaddon's role in this event, if indeed he is the angel who binds Satan, adds another layer to his character. No longer just the angel of destruction, Abaddon becomes a key player in the unfolding of God's divine plan. His ability to bind Satan and imprison him for 1,000 years demonstrates that even the forces of destruction and chaos can be harnessed by God to bring about his ultimate purposes. Abaddon, once feared as the angel of the abyss, becomes a crucial figure in the defeat of Satan and the eventual triumph of good over evil. This interpretation also raises intriguing questions about the nature of Abaddon's allegiance. While he is often associated with destruction and torment, his actions in binding Satan suggest that he serves God's greater plan. This duality in Abaddon's character reflects the broader themes of Revelation, where the boundaries between good and evil, chaos and order, often blur as the cosmic struggle reaches its climax. Abaddon, as an angel of both destruction and divine judgment, embodies the tension between these opposing forces. 5. Interpretations of Abaddon, the angel of the abyss and the binder of Satan. The identity of Abaddon has been the subject of much debate among scholars and theologians. As with many apocalyptic figures in the Bible, Abaddon is shrouded in mystery, and interpretations of his role vary widely. Some see Abaddon as a malevolent figure, aligned with the forces of evil, while others view him as an angel of divine justice, carrying out God's will in the judgment of the wicked. One interpretation suggests that Abaddon is a fallen angel, a dark figure who wields destructive power and commands the forces of chaos. This view is supported by Abaddon's role as the leader of the locust-like creatures in Revelation 9. These creatures, which emerge from the abyss to torment humanity, are often seen as symbols of divine punishment, unleashed upon the earth as part of God's apocalyptic judgment. In this interpretation, Abaddon represents the destructive side of God's justice, the aspect that punishes the wicked and brings about the downfall of evil. However, another interpretation presents Abaddon in a more positive light. In this view, Abaddon is not a fallen angel, but a servant of God, tasked with carrying out divine judgments. His role as the angel of the abyss is seen not as a mark of his allegiance to evil, but as a sign of his authority over the forces of destruction. Abaddon is the one who controls the abyss, the place where evil is imprisoned and held in check. As the binder of Satan, Abaddon becomes an agent of God's justice, ensuring that Satan is confined and unable to deceive the nations for 1,000 years. This interpretation also aligns with the broader themes of Revelation, where the forces of evil are ultimately defeated by God's judgment. Abaddon's role as the binder of Satan suggests that he is part of this divine plan, working to bring about the final defeat of evil. In this context, Abaddon is not a villain, but a key figure in the cosmic struggle, playing a crucial role in the defeat of Satan and the restoration of order in the universe. The ambiguity surrounding Abaddon's character reflects the complexity of apocalyptic literature. Revelation, with its vivid imagery and symbolic language, often leaves room for multiple interpretations. Abaddon, as a figure who straddles the line between destruction and divine judgment, embodies this ambiguity. He is both a force of chaos and a servant of God's justice, a figure of fear and a symbol of hope for the ultimate defeat of evil. 6. Abaddon in context, the role of destruction in God's plan. Abaddon's presence in the Bible highlights a recurring theme in both the Old and New Testaments, the role of destruction and chaos in God's divine plan. Throughout the Bible, destruction is often portrayed as a necessary precursor to renewal and restoration. The forces of destruction, whether they take the form of natural disasters, plagues, or supernatural beings like Abaddon, are used by God to bring about judgment on the wicked and to prepare the way for a new creation. In the Old Testament, destruction is frequently depicted as a tool of divine judgment. The flood in the story of Noah, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the plagues of Egypt are all examples of God using destructive forces to punish sin and bring about His will. These acts of destruction are not random or senseless. They serve a purpose in God's plan for humanity. They cleanse the earth of evil and create the conditions for new life to emerge. Similarly, in the New Testament, destruction plays a key role in the unfolding of the apocalyptic events described in Revelation. The judgments of the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven bowls all involve acts of destruction that are part of God's plan to bring about the final defeat of evil. Abaddon, as the angel of the abyss, is one of the agents of this destruction. His role in commanding the locust-like creatures and possibly binding Satan for 1,000 years is part of the larger process of purging the world of evil and preparing it for the establishment of God's kingdom. The idea that destruction can be a force for good is a challenging concept for many people. It goes against the natural human desire for peace and stability, and it raises difficult questions about the nature of God and His purposes. However, the Bible presents destruction as a necessary part of the divine plan. Just as a forest fire can clear away dead wood and make room for new growth, so too can destruction pave the way for renewal and restoration. Abaddon's role in this process underscores the dual nature of destruction in the Bible. While destruction is often associated with fear and suffering, it is also a precursor to redemption. Abaddon, as the angel of the abyss, represents this duality. He is a figure of fear and destruction, but he is also a servant of God's plan, playing a key role in the defeat of evil and the restoration of order in the universe. 7. Abaddon as a complex and pivotal figure. Abaddon is a figure of profound complexity in the Bible, representing both destruction and divine judgment. His evolution from a passive realm of destruction in the Old Testament to a personified angel of the abyss in the New Testament highlights the shifting nature of biblical eschatology. In the Old Testament, Abaddon is associated with Sheol, the shadowy realm of the dead, and represents the ultimate destination of the wicked. In the New Testament, Abaddon becomes a powerful angel who commands the forces of destruction and may even play a role in the binding of Satan for 1,000 years. The ambiguity surrounding Abaddon's character reflects the larger themes of Revelation, where the boundaries between good and evil, chaos and order, are often blurred. Abaddon, as both a harbinger of destruction and a servant of God's justice, embodies the tension between these opposing forces. His role in the apocalyptic events of Revelation suggests that destruction is not an end in itself, but a necessary part of God's plan for the redemption of the world. Abaddon's story also raises important questions about the nature of divine justice. While he is associated with fear and destruction, his actions are ultimately in service of God's plan to defeat evil and restore order to the universe. This duality in Abaddon's character reflects the complexity of the biblical understanding of destruction and judgment. Destruction is not simply a force of chaos, it is also a tool of divine justice, used by God to bring about the final defeat of evil and the establishment of His eternal kingdom. In the end, Abaddon stands as a powerful reminder of the destructive forces that are unleashed in the apocalypse, but also as a symbol of the ultimate victory of good over evil. His role in the binding of Satan and the tormenting of the wicked underscores the power of divine judgment, While his association with the abyss highlights the depths of destruction that await those who oppose God's will, Abaddon, the angel of the abyss, is both a figure of fear and a key player in the unfolding of God's plan for the end of the world.